Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We are happy to head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Michael Swain, who works with 24/7 Sports covering the Kansas Jayhawks. They go on the road to play North Carolina on Friday. They go on the road to play Arizona in football on Saturday. So the analogy I used a couple of days ago came from a documentary, the documentary Pony Excess on ESPN. They were telling the story of when one of the coaches saw Eric Dickerson play for the first time. So they drove out to a high school practice and said, "I'm not going to tell you who we're here for, but I want you to point out who you think." After about 30 seconds, they pointed at Eric Dickerson. I made that analogy because if I had told you that KU has the number one overall pick on their team and you didn't know anything about him, all you heard was the hype, and I told you to point to him, I think you could have pointed out Darren Peterson in the first 90 seconds of that game.
Oh, my God, yes. I mean, it's one of those, you watch warm-ups, right? You can just tell he's got kind of that it factor. Man, he's such a special player, and I think what he's shown in basically one half of action in the two games he's played against high major teams, right? Think back to the Louisville exhibition and then obviously what he showed against, you know, Green Bay. Like, it's one of those where you just see that he's why there's all the hype. You know, the three-point shooting is going to come and go, but, man, you just watch him move. You watch him cut, create his own shot. Like, you can go back to the Green Bay game on Monday. You go end of the first half. Everyone in Allen Fieldhouse, everyone watching the game on ESPN+, you knew Darren was taking the last shot at the end of the first half. The guy guarding him knew he was taking the shot. It didn't matter, right? Gets the elbow, pulls up. It's just good. And so, you know, you just see the talent that he has. And it's one of those where I'm most excited to watch a game like Carolina where they're going to force him to do a lot, right? And I'm really interested to see how he handles all of that responsibility, because I think so far we've seen him act as a scorer, right? You watch against Louisville, you watch against, you know, Green Bay, and what he does putting the ball in the basket. Well, I'll tell you what, Carolina's going to really try and make him be a playmaker, I bet, and see how he handles how they're going to, you know, with they blitz or whatever they do with the pick and roll coverage. And that's going to be the most exciting part, is seeing a guy as talented as Darren deal with the different challenges that teams throw at him. And so, again, first time I really think that, you know, he's going to be in the high-pressure road environment. Sure, you know, on the road at Louisville in an exhibition, that wasn't a sold-out place. It's going to be a whiteout at Carolina. Like, that is up there for one of the toughest atmospheres and one of the coolest atmospheres anyone can play in. And, man, I'm excited to watch Darren go to work and see what he can do.
The best compliment I think you can get as a basketball player is that you make things look easy, and he certainly has made it look easy so far in the first two games that we got a chance to see him play. A lot of people have already thrown that best freshman label of the Bill Self era on him, and we don't have a whole lot of evidence. You've seen him very closely. Are you ready to call him that, or do you need to see more?
Well, of course I'd love to see more, but, man, so I think the thing with Wiggins, right, you can look at some of his peak performances. Wiggins at his best, I mean, he could do it all. For me, what I think makes Darren so good is the fact that I think he's going to be much more consistent an impact in the game than Wiggins. Because obviously, right, you remember the Wiggins team, like, he was on the wing. He still needed the point guard to help him out. Like, Darren's the point guard. The ball will be in his hands 70% of the time when he's on the floor. He's going to have the chance to make a greater impact consistently than maybe someone like Wiggins was, or, you know, if you want to talk about Joel and what he's able to do, even though talent-wise he was there, but not necessarily in terms of impact. I think that by the end of the season, it's going to be pretty clear that he's the best freshman, right, KU's ever had, and maybe the most talented player KU's had under Self. Obviously, you can go to, you know, Mario Chalmers and Tron Collins and what they were able to do, but in terms of just raw basketball talent, man, I think Darren's going to be up there by the time the season's over.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Right now, we're talking to Michael Swain, who covers the Jayhawks for 24/7 Sports. Michael, for KU fans that only know two players, Darren Peterson and Florie Badunga, because he was on the team last year, give KU fans some other names to watch, because there's going to be a group of KU fans that tomorrow is going to be their first time watching them.
Yeah, for sure. I think Melvin Council is going to be one KU fans are really, really going to like. And for the long-tenured fans who can remember Tyshawn Taylor, you know, it's so weird now where I'm saying, like, oh, yeah, if you remember Tyshawn Taylor, it was 13 years ago. Like, it's been a while. But, man, Melvin Council, like, he is going to remind you so much of Tyshawn. The athleticism, the speed, the intensity that he plays at, I think he's the perfect guy to have next to Darren Peterson, where, you know, if you look last year at St. Bonaventure, right, where Melvin Council played, he played 40 minutes a bunch. Like, he never left the floor. And he's going to be a really steady presence in the backcourt next to Darren. And he's going to be a guy that isn't going to shoot a lot of threes, but, man, he's going to attack the basket. He's going to create a lot for others. He's going to be able to take some pressure off of Darren. Obviously, at the four, you got Trey White, transfer from Illinois. He's going to fit more of your Jalen Wilson mold of the four, not so much your KJ Adams or your too big look. You know, 6'7". His three-point percentage has improved year over year. You're looking at him potentially, if you can get 33% out of him this year from deep, that's really good. He's got to play to his size against Carolina. Carolina's going to start, you know, three guys who are 6'10 and above. So he's going to have to play big against Carolina. And then in the starting lineup, you know, Cole Rosario is a guy that's had a little bit of a slow start. He's a true freshman from Miami, played overtime elite, enrolled early, reclassed up to be with KU. He can really shoot the ball. He's a super athletic player. He's just got to slow down. And Bill Self talked about it when we talked to him this week. You know, Cole has played way too fast to start because he's excited. He wants to go make plays. He's just got to take a deep breath, let the game come to him. And when he does, I think he's going to be one of the best shooters on the team behind Darren.
I'm not used to looking at bracketology and seeing KU with the six by their name. Right now, Joe Lunardi has KU as a six seed. So if I set the over-under right now, let's say it's at 4.5. I know it's early in the season. Their best players are freshmen. We'll learn more about this KU team. If I say 4.5, do you think they'll do better or worse than that seed in the NCAA tournament?
Oh, I think better, and I feel pretty confident in saying that. I think this is a team that, because of the way the last couple years have gone, because of the way the last 2 years are going to impact all the analytics, right, the Ken Palm and stuff going into this year, it's going to make KU look like a high teens, low 20s team going into the year. I think this is a top 15-ish team. And they could lose to Carolina, and that could definitely happen. But I think that by the time we get to March, this is a team that's going to be in the top 15, potentially top 10 if everything goes well. If, like, Bryson Tiller turns into an NBA draft pick that, you know, you're expecting. If Cole Rosario shoots 40% from three or something like this team's ceiling, I think, can easily get up onto that kind of one or two line. It's just a question of what's the range of outcomes. But I do think right now KU as a team, looking at the rest of the season, is going to be a little bit underrated just based on the fact that, you know, it's Darren, Flory, and who else, like you're saying. And people are going to look at the last couple of years and I think draw conclusions based off that. So I think it's one of those where this team, the fact that I think it knows what its identity is really going to allow it to have a successful season. And granted, I say that, and they could lose Carolina tonight, and they, you know, you guys can come back and say, oh, well, Michael, are you sure? I'd still say yes. I think by the time they figure this out, it's a team that I think I'd take the over in terms of seeding. So whatever you want to say, a 3-2, 4-1, I think that's much more likely.
Right now, we're talking to Michael Swain here for a couple more minutes. He covers the Kansas Jayhawks. They got a big weekend, North Carolina in basketball on Friday, on the road against Arizona in football on Saturday. Michael, let's transition to the football team. Maybe this is just my social media feed, but I'm getting a sense that fans are getting a little bit restless with Lance Leipold. I'm getting a sense that fans just want more, that they feel like they're kind of stuck in that 5-6 range, but they feel like they should be in that 7 or 8 range. Is that the sense that you're getting from KU fans right now and their relationship with their head coach?
I do, honestly. And I think that the trend line is, I think, what has people concerned. You know, the hardest position to figure out in college football is quarterback, right? I think that's a pretty easy statement, not breaking any news. Well, Kansas has a quarterback, right? Jalen Daniels, for much of this season, you know, was graded in the top 10 in PFF. Now he's kind of 25th because he's had a couple rough games. But KU has the quarterback, and it's a team that just cannot get over the hump, right? Last year, you can look at, you know, the Jeff Grimes hire and what went wrong there, and then defensively being inconsistent. Well, then, you know, KU this year, well, the defense has been even more wildly inconsistent. And I think the way rivalry games are always going to determine a fan's perspective on a season. And it's understandable, right? That's what makes college football great, is the rivalries. Well, you look at KU blowing a fourth quarter lead at Missouri. You look at KU being wholly uncompetitive off a bye week at home against K-State. That's going to influence your thinking. And then you've got all the other stuff, right? Losing by 25 at Texas Tech. Again, 25-point loss to K-State. KU has been a competitive football program under Leipold. He's done such an incredible job of taking KU from being a doormat to being a team that fans can be pissed when 5-7 seems like the lowest ceiling for this year's team. But it's all about the next step. You can look at the 9-win season back in 2023. KU has not built off that. And there has been plenty of money that's been poured into the football program, right? You can look at the stadium. You can look at all the facilities. You can even look at paying your quarterback top money, right? Jalen is a well-paid quarterback. KU brought out the boat to pay him. And you look at all of this commitment, and I think fans are saying, well, we've put in the money. Where are the results? And I think that's a perfectly fair question to ask, because you can look at the coordinator hires, right? Jeff Grimes struggling last year. The defense has not been good under DK McDonald this year. KU's every week gets something different. Some games teams are throwing on KU and throwing it deep with a lot of success. Sometimes teams are just running the ball down KU's throat. Each week it's something different. And I think you can look at the coordinator hires and be a little, yeah, it leaves some room for improvement and much to be desired. And so I understand where fans are coming from. It's why a game this weekend is so big against Arizona. Can he get back to the bowl game? Right, that's just a starting point where KU could use those extra bowl practices for a younger team that's developing.
Last thing here, KU fans can never really answer this question for me, and maybe you can. What program do KU fans feel like they should be? Like, if you could just start over and just say, hey, I'm looking at this program, whether it's Wisconsin or Iowa State, what program do you think KU should model themselves after?
Well, I think it's the Iowa State model, right? Because Iowa State does not have the best resources in the Big 12, right? But they consistently find ways to do more with less in terms of those financial resources. Kansas football is going to be at a disadvantage in the revenue sharing era because of the fact the basketball program is so dominant. Money is going to go proportionally more to basketball than football compared to other schools. So the Iowa State model for me is what I look at. Hey, they figured out a quarterback. they find a way to go find diamonds in the rough and develop those guys. And I think if you look at them and the way their cycles have worked, right, you look at the Brock Purdy years where they were really good. They went to a Big 12 title game. They had a down year, but then they had a really – everything bottomed out, and I believe it was in 2022 or 2023. I can't remember. But then they built it back up where then they're going to get a big senior class, and then those guys are going to leave, and then it's going to fall down again. So I think for KU, it's a question of what does that progression look like? Is it, you know, a 4-8 season followed by a 7-5 followed by a 9-3, and then maybe you're competing for a Big 12 title and then you kind of have to recycle again? I think that is something that is feasible for Kansas. They've got the money put into the stadium. That infrastructure is really going to help. Recruiting wise, they're located right next to Kansas City, which year in and year out is producing power four talent. It's just one of those where I think for KU, I understand where fans want to compete for Big 12 titles every year. That's not going to happen. Texas Tech's got more money. You've got teams like Utah and Baylor that are going to consistently put more money into football than Kansas is going to be able to. So how do you do more with less? That's the question for Kansas football. And I think it's going to be much more cyclical than consistently competing at the top level, just as a result of the financial situation KU's going to be in.
That is Michael Swain joining us on the show today. He's got a busy weekend covering the Jayhawks for 24/7 Sports. They got North Carolina in basketball on Friday. They got Arizona in football on Saturday. Now, I will tell you this, Michael. I will be glued into the basketball game. I don't know if I got to watch any more KU football for the rest of the season. I'll just let you watch it for me.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, check out Fog.net and you get all your coverage there.
Absolutely. That's our guy, Michael Swain, joining us on the show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.